One other thing in newspapers this morning is the headline in the Irish Daily Mail. New party to fight for rural Ireland. Independent TD urges candidates to join his pro-farmer, anti-Greens, pro-rural movement, and he targets 15 seats. The story says that a green backlash is looming in the form of a new party that will defend farmers and campaign on rural issues, with plans to target 15 seats and a role in government. Roscommon Galway TD Michael Fitzmaurice has issued a rallying cry to potential candidates and other independents, telling them it's the last round in the night for rural Ireland. We have to get organised. We have to do something. He's aiming this at all of the independents. The Healy Rays in this county, Michael Collins, O'Donoghue, I think, in Limerick as well, Richard O'Donoghue in Limerick, and other independents across the place, Marion Harkin perhaps, maybe in his own neck of the woods, and others, that they would band together and form a party with policies to be perhaps maybe potential coalition partners. Before coming in here this morning, just before coming in here, I caught up with independent TD for Roscommon Galway, Michael Fitzmaurice, who, by the way, is suggesting that if this doesn't happen, he will have to consider the value of running as an independent the next time out. He's so serious about this issue that he wouldn't see the value in being an independent if you're not in power or not being able to affect things at the top table. I first of all asked him, is it his plan to form a party or to join one?
No, I think if you read the article that was put out today, what I stated was that for rural Ireland, if we don't do something in relation to putting a party together or a group that's solid with policies, then the gate is going to close on us, because there's a raft of different problems coming down the line. You've covered it, Gerry, the likes of the nature restoration law. At the moment, in fairness to farmers, they need clarity where they're going in all this green agenda. And they don't know where they're going. There's awful uncertainty out there. We're a land of food producers, but with the way we're going at the moment, we'd nearly rather bring it in from Brazil. And we need to make sure that we put a solid structure in place to give the rural Ireland basically the future that they know that's coming, not different vibes coming out different days. We have a land use policy coming out. Farmers don't know what's going to happen there. Down your own country at the moment, we have the likes of banding. We have so many different changes coming month after month. And this is all led by this green agenda and the Greens. And in my opinion, if there isn't something done, we will be just, you know, if the nature restoration law comes in, there'll be a tenth of the countryside that you won't need to live in, to put it very bluntly to people. And that's not today or tomorrow. That's over the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
But if we're to look at another generation coming, and what I am saying is that Michael Fitzmaurice, and this is my assessment of it, that Michael Fitzmaurice on his own, if he ran in the next election, one person, if you tally up the way polls are going, and if you tally up the way it looks, it's either going to be Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, or it's going to be an amalgamation of two big ones and one smaller group. And if we're not in the pot, well, I think the future is that we're in trouble. And like I talk about planning. At the moment, we'll give the horticulture sector, and some of them actually down your own country, we're happier now to bring boatloads of peas into Ireland than actually take any part of it out in our own country. In the line of the farming sector, you see all the different, even burning bushes, a simple thing. We don't know next December or January, for farmers that cut their hedges, do things right, what will they be able to do with their bushes? We don't even know it now.
Mm.
And we have to give clarity.
And that's an example of a number of this. So you're looking at it politically from the point of view of if is it about creating an option there to be part of perhaps maybe a coalition government in whatever shape or form that may take, so that you have a grouping of policy-led direction power, effectively, to try and mould the changes that are coming. If independents on their own, disparate, separated, might be all saying the same thing, and might be all pointing out the same issues, but if they're not grouped together and able to work together in some sort of an entity that can form part of a coalition, then that's the end of it, is it?
It's as simple as this, Jerry. A programme for government is what determines a government over a five-year period. And you can have all your wish list, and you can have everything you believe in, and everyone can agree with you. But at the end of the day, if you're not in where the piano is playing, you're not going to be creating the tune. And what has happened, in my opinion, over the last few years, and I mightn't to be an admirer of the Greens, but in fairness with their policy, they have, with their policies, they are getting what they believe is right through. And we don't agree with that. But if we believe in rural Ireland, and if we believe in having a future in rural Ireland, it is my opinion that down the road, if we don't do something for the next election, that will be too late. That's been very blunt about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And there is no point in Mike Fitzmaurice ringing you up and saying, geez, I don't agree, Jerry, with what is happening in government at the moment in 2 years' time or 3 years' time, and I, one person on my own, saying this for the simple reason it won't happen because you won't have it in the programme for government or you won't be in where the piano is playing.
So now's the time. Are you talking so maybe about a rural party rather than a farmers' party?
Well, just be, yeah, you have to cater for more than farmers, because like everything outside Dublin has been affected, to be quite blunt about it. And be it someone living in a small town, or be it someone as a farmer, or be it someone that's driving to work every day from a rural area, there is more pressures being put on them, and more restrictions, and more regulations. And we cannot keep doing this. We cannot keep going down the road we're on, because there's woeful discontentment. At the moment, Jerry, I have elderly people, poor devils, that have spent all their life working, and they're ringing me up saying, Michael, can we cut turf this year? They don't know, the poor devils. And this is the uncertainty that's out there. There's an LULUCF, a land use policy, to come out. We don't know in the agricultural sector. Bear in mind that most of rural Ireland has someone, has some bit of an input one way or the other into farming. And we don't know what is the future for us.
Yeah.
The dairy sector doesn't even know at the moment. They know that there's bending. They don't know what more is coming at them. We hear about the word called coal, and they don't know. And if you keep people that way, we have lost, if you look at the stats and the facts, we have lost something like 40%, and this is an EU stat, 40% of livestock farmers in Europe since 2010. And if we keep losing this, and if we keep decimating the rural areas, well, then we're in trouble.
Yeah, so you're looking at it from the point of view politically. You've got the Social Democrats, you've got Labour, you've got the Green Party, you've got small groupings that are, let's say, candidates to make up maybe the numbers or the partners in a future coalition. You're saying you need to get organised now. You need numbers. You need like-minded, independent support.
Yeah, yeah,
will you be looking to people like the Healy Rays in this county, to Michael Collins in West Cork?
In my opinion, it's up to every TD and people that's not TDs, and this is very important as well, people that's not TDs, to basically start pulling together, start working together, and try and make sure that we have something constructive, cohesive, going forward. Yeah. Because if we don't, well, Mikey Fitzmaurice can keep going on your programme, or any other TD for that matter, but at the end of the day, the changes won't be made, and the rot will continue.
Mm. And you'll need councillors as well, obviously, on the ground in any sort of a grouping that you were to set up. If you were to have a cohesive, policy-led group that's clear about what it wants going into a programme for government
negotiation. I want to be clear on this. This isn't Mike, I see the press, the headline. This isn't me supposed to do. This is about people coming together, working constructively together, because if we don't do that, in my opinion, with the way policies is changing constantly,
yeah,
and with what's happening, we will be in trouble.
What about the option and what we saw in 2011 when that government came in? There was Shane Ross, there was Finian McGrath, there was other independent ministers on their own that
that
operated.
Was 2016. That was 2016.
Sorry, yes, 16.
Yeah, and I was within doing a lot of the documents on the rural stuff. But being honest with you, we hadn't, in my opinion, the signed, sealed and delivered the stuff that was required to make sure that you make the changes. That's my honest opinion. And you have to make sure that when you're doing a programme for government, if you get that fair, to be quite honest about it, that the policies you do or the agreements you reach is written in stone. Because if they're not, look, things will be twisted and turned everywhere.
And that's part of the issue and part of the problem. Michael, on a set, are you considering, I suppose...
And in fairness, one time ago, and let me say this.
Yeah.
In fairness, in my opinion, one time ago, the likes of Fianna Fáil stood for Mid Ireland, and Fine Gael was sort of for the farmers, or some of the farmers, or the bigger farmers, and there was more of a comfort zone for the rural people. But at the moment, what seems to have happened is there's an abandonment of the rural and especially the agricultural sector because of an agenda pushed by 12 yeah. people in government. And I'm not giving out about them, and yeah. I agree with them. That's their agenda, and they're getting their what they believe is right through. But in my opinion,
you need to do the same.
Writing is on the wall. Yeah. The writing is on the wall.
Have you talked to any of your independent colleagues in the Dáil about this?
I would have talked to a couple of you.
Have you talked to the Healy Rays?
Not yet, no. I've talked to a couple of them in my own group.
Okay. Can I ask you this? Your own future, will it depend on this, how it comes out as to how you
well,
run
I've
the next election?
I'm not hiding from this. And look at it, many want to say, oh, why do you say this, Mike? Well, look at it, I'd be fairly straightforward out front. If I don't see a group or a party that will be representative of Rhode Island, where you basically can try and get at that piano to go playing, in the line of making decisions and making policy documents, I don't intend to be one soldier on my own.
All right, Michael, can I ask you just finally on a separate issue? We have headlines this morning based on the billion euro, or the many billions of euro of surplus that the government are expecting. Giveaway budget likely after windfall tax forecast. How would you spend all the extra money?
Well, first of all, in the line of health, we need to make sure now, and it's not just money in health. Like, I'm not one of these people that say, well, we'll throw money at everything. We need to make sure that there are people, and in fairness to your own politicians in Kerry, the Healy Rays, and in Michael Collins, and then when a bus has to go to Belfast to get people's eyes sorted, there's something awful wrong with the health system, and indeed other parts of the health system. We need to make sure that we resolve parts of that. On top of that, the sheep sector is crying out for help at the moment. We need to make sure we help, like I said. Obviously, housing, Jerry, there's a need for making sure we're not going to spend the money at the moment that we have in housing, but we need to make sure that in procurement and all of that, we resolve issues that we would be able to put a certain amount. But also, I'm not going to be santy giving away everything. Also, our country is 250 billion in debt as well, in case no one forgets it, and we'd want to make sure that we're looking at taking a mad bit off that, because if we don't, and if we hit a recession, should leave us in a very tough situation for trying to borrow money.